Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
I want to welcome you to the podcast today. I am so honored to have Dr. Wayne Splon, who is pastor of Mountain Brook Baptist Church, with us today. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
It's an honor. I wanted to give our listeners, we have so many around the Birmingham area, the opportunity to meet you and to know a little bit about you. So could you just tell us a little bit about your family?
Sure, I can do that. I'm married to Mary Splon. She is the Minister of Connections at Mountain Brook Baptist Church. So Mary and I both went to seminary at Beeson Divinity School at Sanford back in 2004. We finished in 2007. And then I have three children. Webb, who is my oldest, he's 12 years old, in the sixth grade, which is hard for me to believe. And then I have a daughter, Eleanor, who is nine. She's in the third grade. And then I have little May. She's just turned three in March. And so she's been such a blessing to our lives. We, you know, didn't necessarily anticipate that we would have another child. And so she's been just such a wonderful blessing.
That's incredible. So you are a very busy pastor's family and two ministers serving together. That is an incredible thing that we don't see often. So could you just tell us a little bit about your call to ministry?
Yeah, it was my call to ministry. I feel like was a very gradual thing over time. And I didn't grow up thinking that I would be in local church ministry. But when I got into college, really is when the Lord started working in my life in a significant way. And it was actually, I thought it was a terrible thing. For Mary, she left and she went and did journeyman program with the International Mission Board in Mexico City for 2 years. And I still had time that I had to finish my college, my undergraduate degree. And as you might expect, I thought, oh no, this is not good for my future relationship, at least. But the Lord used that time in great ways. I got very involved in Campus Crusade for Christ, and the minister on our campus at University of South Carolina Upstate took a real interest in me and encouraged me to grow in my faith and to take some leadership positions. I did a summer project with Campus Crusade in Yellowstone National Park, which was a very transformative summer for me. Had an opportunity to be around a lot of folks who were more mature in their faith and really exposed me to the Christian life and depth of the Christian life that I hadn't really experienced to that point. And so through that, I ended up sensing God's call, and I went to South Africa, to Cape Town, South Africa, for a year and a half to do International Service Corps program with an International Mission Board. And through all those different experiences that the Lord gave me since a call to ministry, and while I was in Cape Town, one of the gentlemen on my mission team worked in the seminary there in Cape Town. And so I went to talk to him, and I said, pretty sure God's calling me to ministry and think seminary is what I'm supposed to do. I don't know anything about it. And he's actually the person who suggested that I look at Beeson. So I came to Birmingham via Cape Town, is what I like to say.
Wow. Well, we're so glad you're here. And you've had a great track record of serving the Lord there at Mountain Brook. You've served on staff since 2008. Is that right,
Pastor? That's correct.
So tell us about your journey to becoming the senior pastor, as you know, serving on staff and then taking on this new important role. Share with us how the Lord did that.
Sure. When Mary and I first learned about a job opening at Mountain Brook Baptist Church, we were in South Carolina, working in Columbia there at the University of South Carolina with Baptist Collegiate Ministry, doing a college ministry internship. And we attended Shades Crest Baptist when we were in seminary, and one of our friends became aware that there was a student ministry opening and reached out to us. And at first, we weren't sure, and we sent my resume in, and through a long process, ended up that Mary and I both came on staff. And she worked with junior high students in our Christian Life Center, and then I worked with senior high and college students. And we had a wonderful time working with the students. And the church has been, over the years, so faithful and so gracious to let us grow and develop as ministers. So when I first came, I was preaching every Sunday in our contemporary worship service and doing the youth ministry. And I joke with people that there were some Sundays that I would walk over. We lived in one of the missionary residences when we first moved here. And I figured that the personnel committee was going to be in my office the next day and tell me this just isn't going to work out. But they've been so faithful and gracious to allow us to grow and develop as ministers. And then we transitioned. We saw a class, Mountain Brook, the way our schools work is 7th through 9th grade is junior high, and then 10th through 12th is high school. And so we saw a class from 7th grade through graduation in our days in student ministry, which was just a real blessing. And then we were able to transition into different roles, associate pastor. And then I was very humbled that the church would call me to be their pastor this last November. And then I really started in January. I really dearly love the people at Mountain Brook Baptist Church and have had the privilege of raising my kids there to this point. And my kids love the Lord. They love the local church. And so our church family really has become like our family over the years. And so it's been wonderful. And it's really neat now, having been in ministry for that long at the same place, some of those seventh graders that I first met are, you know, out of college now. Just recently, for example, a couple weeks ago, officiated the wedding ceremony for a young man that I met when he was going into the seventh grade. And there's just something wonderful about longevity in ministry and really getting to deeply know the people and them knowing you. So that's kind of my path to this point.
That is inspiring. And I know some of our listeners may know of ministers, or you may be a minister who has served on staff and has become the senior leader in ministry in that church. And like you said, it's a unique journey, and it was just great to hear that, Wayne. And I hope you're there for a long, long time. So I hope you're able to see the children that you served in student ministry grow up, get married, but also have children and just continue. I think it's fantastic. It has been a momentous time. If you're listening out in the future, we're now in April 2022, and we're on the backside of one aspect of the pandemic. And so I'm wondering, Wayne, what have you learned through that experience, and what is the Lord doing now as things have changed because of this nationwide COVID-19 pandemic? And it's global as well, of course.
Yeah, it's been interesting is probably the easy word to pick, but I remember in the early days of the pandemic being like everyone else, not really knowing what this would mean or how long our lives would be transformed, and obviously couldn't have anticipated all the changes that would come. But I'll say one of the things that I've learned is that the Lord has been incredibly faithful to us throughout the pandemic. And even as we, you know, worried about sustainability and you know, I'm in the people business. I love being with people and us gathering together for in-person worship on Sunday mornings and small groups that are in person. And I've learned that technology is great, and we'll continue to use it to reach more people. And we have a streaming service for our worship services. There's opportunities to connect via Zoom with small group Bible studies. And we'll continue to utilize those. But I've also learned that it's hard or nearly impossible to replicate what happens in person. When you gather in a room with other followers of Christ for worship or for Bible study, and I heard the president of Samford University speak recently at a Rotary Club meeting, and his perspective on in-person education and how Samford is going to double down on that moving forward because they saw the importance of it. I think church will be the same way, that we'll continue to provide those things, and we're thankful for flexibility, but really embodied Christian experience is so important. And so that's one of the things that I've learned is looking for opportunities to gather people together for worship and Bible study and how important that is.
Well, we're grateful for your commitment to innovation, but also to the gathered church, Pastor. So right now, what kind of new initiatives are there any that you're working on at Mountain Brook? I know that you're still getting your feet under. You started November 21st, 2021 in this new role. So just tell us what's going on now that may be a little different.
Yeah, we're one of the things that I have a heart for is making sure that we're always looking forward to how we engage and reach the next generation. We have a wonderful mix of people at Mountain Brook Baptist Church. All generations are represented, and it's one of the things that I am most grateful for about our church, that we have truly cradle-to-grave ministry and everything in between. And so, but our church, we're over 75 years old, and so it's always important for us to be considering and thinking about how we hang on to the essential things that'll be true of Mountain Brook Baptist Church. They've always been true of us, and Lord willing, they'll always be true of us into the future. But also understanding the change in landscape of life and how do we more faithfully engage young families and young people in our community so that we're always a vibrant and growing church. So that's one of the things that I'm most interested in now, and even looking at all of our facilities and how can we make them most effective to engage more people so they can get plugged in to all that God's doing at our church.
Well, you have my commitment. We will be praying for you, Wayne, and we're so grateful for you spending a little time with us today just so that we could get to know you better. And it certainly makes us love and appreciate your ministry even more. So our best to you, to Mary, to your children, and, of course, to Mountain Brook Baptist Church. And I want to thank everyone for listening today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.